And that was the beauty of that wonderful song. Played, not sung, almost said sung, but played by good friends, just precious guys. One of them has gone on to be with the Lord, but he's still a good friend. He's just on the other side. Hey, it's good to be with you today. We've got a great broadcast, telecast, but it's not going to be an easy one. It's going to be one that we really go to the heart of a matter. So listen to the title, kind of a double title today. But the first of the titles is Transgender. Transgender. Now listen to me. Evil spirits destroying human lives. Evil spirits destroying human lives. I want to go to the heart of this matter of homosexuality, lesbianism, transgender, or transvestites. This whole idea coming upon America like a storm. And the sad thing is so many people are wounded and hurt. And in the very the depth of this lifestyle, and they deserve nothing but somehow the grace of God to reach them and to bring them back to the beauty of Christ. So my double title includes The Master of a Broken Heart. The Master of a Broken Life. Jesus Christ, the Master of a Broken Life. Now, let me go to the heart of where this has to begin if we're going to understand it. We've got to understand that our world is full of evil spirits. We got to understand that. We've got to know that our world is full of evil spirits. The Bible said, and these were the words of Jesus Christ, "But I cast out devils, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." Now these were Jesus' words. If I cast out devils by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. So the whole life of Christ had to be divided between the effort that he made to break the powers of Lucifer and the demon spirit world and to bring deliverance and beauty and forgiveness to broken lives who are being destroyed by this evil spirit world. Now, you've got to understand, right here at the time of the rapture, the coming of the Lord, if ever this world has been unhinged by demon spirits attacking and destroying and doing great damage to human lives, you've got to understand that. And, if you believe the Bible, you know there are evil spirits. You know there's a devil. And the devil is in charge of approximately, the Bible would suggest, a third of the angels. The whole great multitude of angels, of them Satan deceived a third, and they were thrown out of heaven with him, and now they operate in the midair. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. The Bible says that, not Brother Chambers. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he will be soon cast out. He's an usurper. It never belonged to him. He deceived Adam and Eve in the garden. He was cast out at some point. The Bible don't give us the exact date. We just know he was cast out of heaven. Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." So, to deny the spirit world would be to make Jesus a fraud and to throw the Bible into the ash heap. You can't do that. Jesus made it plain. He came to destroy the works of Satan. And Satan did everything he could to destroy the Son of God. But he was not able to do anything but just defeat his own self in the great death of our Savior and our Lord. Now we're at a time of one of the most historic times in the Bible, in the traditions of Christianity, the time of the death and the crucifixion, and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The crucifixion and the resurrection. Tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. I'll tell you, I rejoice. I'm going to preach tomorrow on the master of a broken life. The master of a broken life. If you don't understand Jesus in the light of who he came and what he came to do, then you don't understand the historic Jesus, the real Jesus. And people tell me I believe in the Bible when they don't believe in the spirit world, and they don't even give any understanding to knowing that Satan is out to destroy. Now, go back to the word transhuman or transvestites. There is no way to study this Bible and not understand that people who have moved into this realm are in a realm of destruction by evil spirits. It is evil spirits that are destroying these lives. And when we try to say to them, "You were born this way," we're doing nothing but we're just helping the devil. We're just being an aid to Satan. I told a person at the Charlotte Observer 2 days ago, when you come out as you are and saying that there's nothing wrong with this, this is just normal, that some boys think they're girls and some girls think they're boys, and we're supposed to, launch into a transgender kind of mode. I said, you're doing damage and you're destroying those lives and you bring them down to the pit. And you're doing more destruction. You're not doing good. And we've got a psychological world, not all of them, of course. A sociological world, again, not all of them. A religious world, again, not all of them. Political world, again, not all of them. We've got these people who are trying to add to all of this and sustain these people in this confusion instead of helping them. Now, please listen to me. I'm going to let you call me, and I'll give you the numbers in a moment. But I want to tell you that I'm not going to let anybody speak ill of this situation. You're going to have to understand that I'm here with plain truth. The Bible is the final word. But I'm not here to cut. I'm not here to destroy. I'm not here to put down. I'm here with a passion. I'm here with a passion. I care about human beings. Jesus didn't just come for the upright, the straight. Jesus didn't just come for the good and the pure. Jesus came to save the lost. Jesus came to save the lost. I love it when Jesus said, "I come not to call the righteous." They don't need a physician, but "I come to call sinners to repentance." Isn't that beautiful? The Son of God came to save. Whether you're an adulteress or a fornicator, a transvestite, a homosexual, a lesbian, a liar, a thief, a robber, whatever you are, Jesus came to save you. He came to give you new life. He came as the master of a broken life. The master of a broken life. Do you understand that? I say that with a passion way down inside my heart and life, because I care about men and women. I care about people, and I would love to win somebody to Christ today. It matters not how deep into sin they've gone. Yes, there's depths of sin. Yes, there's places where sin just becomes a controlling, mastering fact and brings great damage, and suicide is one of the devil's greatest tools. You better hear me when I tell you that suicide is one of the devil's greatest tools. I've seen broken people from many directions, and I don't know anybody that hasn't got some enemies. You know, you say the transvestite person or the homosexual person or the lesbian person, they say so much about how people won't accept them. You know, how about a liar? Do you welcome a liar and say, okay, we'll just let you keep on lying, but we'll support you in your lying? Or are we going to do that with laws and with government aid? Oh, no, we don't aid sin at all. We're not in that business if we are a Christian world or a Christian nation. And we need to understand that. And we need to come to heart with this Bible. And then we need to care about anybody caught in any web of sin. It doesn't matter. We must care about them and reach to their soul. And this preacher cares about them. And I reach for their soul. And I pray today that I've got people from all kinds of walks of life listening to me. And I pray that you will so listen to this gospel that you will come to Christ. Tomorrow would be a marvelous day to be in an old-fashioned church and to respond to a wonderful invitation and to kneel at an altar and let the tears flow from your eyes as you turn from your wicked life and turn to Christ and come to live for Him and to serve Him and to love Him. And I would invite you to come and receive Christ in this church as this preacher with love and compassion preaches on the master of a broken life. The master of a broken life. Now, in a moment, I'm going to give you the four steps downward in any life, whatever the sin is, whatever the degradation is, whatever the false thing is, whatever the bad life is. I'm going to show you how it starts and progresses until it takes complete bondage over you and you become so blinded that you have no sense of what to do to change your life. Now, welcome to Open Bible Dialogue. I'm Pastor Joe Chambers. I'm sure you that are listening understand that. God bless you. May the joy of the Lord be yours today. And may we find something wonderful. And could I say happy resurrection to every one of you. He is alive. I said the Son of God is alive. And He is alive forevermore. I had someone on Wednesday night to tell us of talking with a minister this week who absolutely vowed to him that he didn't believe in the resurrection. Oh, I want to tell you, I believe in that resurrection. How about you? I really believe in that. He's alive, friend. He came out of that grave, the first fruits of the resurrection. Now, others had risen before him, but they died. They died again, but not Jesus. He came with a resurrected body, glorified, never to pass through the trauma of death again, because He has a glorified body. He's at the Father's right hand. He's making intercession for you and for me. Thank God for me, because I needed to. You know, we just have a wonderful Savior, and what love and what favor He sheds upon us. Now, you understand, we're talking about the transgender, especially today, showing you that a transgender person is being deceived to be destroyed by evil spirits. They're being deceived to be destroyed by evil spirits. That's why mother and daddy, school teacher, professional, a physician, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, whatever your position is, don't tell these people that they can't help this, that this is something in their head. They may have a different body, but their mind has a different mindset. The enemy brought that mindset upon them, and you have no right to tell them that they cannot change that, that that's not wrong. You don't have any right to do that. And if you do it, you're destroying them. And I make you guilty. I'm declaring every psychiatrist, every doctor, every preacher, every mother or dad or any other person that says to a person claiming to be transgender that it's okay, that it's normal, that it's just who they are. I'm telling you, if you do that, you are destroying that person and you are thereby guilty. And I declare it so before God Almighty because His book has declared it. So I wouldn't have a right to declare it if the book didn't make it plain. When you join in with those who are going in the wrong direction and you sustain them with your positive comments and acceptance, you are being part of their destruction and you being a partner to the devil himself. And you're joining with evil spirits to pull down these people and to destroy them. And I beg of you to learn the truth. Now, to help you learn the truth, I am going to offer you today a booklet. A free booklet that is entitled, as my subject is, Transgender, Evil Spirits Destroying Human Lives. Evil Spirits Destroying Human Lives. They're out to destroy. What did Jesus say in John 10:10? He said, the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Could I quote that again? And would you make a note of the location if you want to go read it? John 10, chapter 10, verse 10. The devil, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And remember what Jesus said. He made it very plain. If I cast out devils, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. If I cast out devils by the Holy Spirit, and I want you to know that we can cast out devils. I have had that anointing upon my life at interval of times to cast out evil spirits. And when we do it in Jesus' name, there is no devil that can stop us as long as the person who we are delivering is willing to be delivered. If they want that spirit, I'll never forget a young man from UNCC was told by someone he needed to come to me for counsel. And he came. We counseled for a good while, and he told me how spirits were coming and even physically appearing to him and the destruction. He was just a broken young man. And I said, young man, God wants to deliver you. But first, I need to lead you to Christ. I need you to give your life and accept the saving blood of Jesus upon your life. Oh, he said, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to become a Christian. I said, well, sir, I can't do anything for you unless you're willing and ready to become a Christian. And I almost begged him because I felt compassion and I felt hunger for him. And he left my office. I've never heard from him again, never saw him again. I don't know what finally happened to him, but he was a young man on his way to brokenness and destruction because the spirit had come against him. And there are spirits everywhere. I mean, we live in the day of more spirit possession and spirit activity than ever in human history. We're at the time of the end, and we're in the time of the great falling away, the apostasy, as the Bible calls it, the great falling away. And so evil spirits are doing dark things, and you are one that they want. I don't care who you are. You may be a preacher. You may be a good, godly person, but Satan is still after you, and he wants to destroy. Well, I thank God that I can come to you today with this message, and there's no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying, and it's not hard to understand. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Those are Jesus' words. Then Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Notice that abundant life. Oh, that's what I've got. I've had it 63 years since I met Christ. He came into my life at 16, 63 years ago, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful life for Jesus. And I've known so many. I've known such a multitude of people that have lived this life. Many of them gone on to meet their rewards because they were faithful right down to the last hour. God bless you now. Our phone number, 1-800 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then our local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. I want calls. I really do. I'm sitting here so anxious to be a blessing to anybody I can be a blessing to. And I will treat you, whatever. You may be coming from a totally different perspective, and you may not believe nothing I'm saying. Now, I'm not going to be involved in a long, debated argument, but I'll be glad to hear your feelings and hear what you're thinking. But I would love, if you are one of those caught in this web, and you would say, Brother Chambers, tell me how to get free. Boy, would I love that. Boy, would I love that. I would love to tell you how to get free. And I guarantee you one thing, if you do what I share from this Bible, you will get free. There is no ifs and there is no ands about it. It is just absolutely, absolutely. Someone wants me to read Romans 1 and 8. Oh, forgive me there. Sometimes I do that. These lines, I got to be tied up here. That's the one thing I don't like about doing telecasts like this is because I'm so tied up. And yet I've got to keep it where you can hear me and see me and all of that. Let me go to that verse in the book of Romans 1:28. I'm only going to read one verse here, okay? For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. It is a vile lifestyle. It is a vile lifestyle. And the Bible actually says these people, they had known God apparently. They'd had some awareness of him at least. And God gave them up because they turned from him. See, there's a point in this life of homosexuality, lesbianism, transvestite, to where you've gone on it bulldog. You will pay no attention to a loving mother, a loving dad, a loving pastor. You'll pay no attention to a godly minister. You'll pay no attention to anybody. And there's a point that comes until God just gives you up. And when he does that, there's no turning around. That's the ultimate. That's the end results. And I don't want that to happen. And I can tell you, the children, the young people, I read about in the Charlotte Observer. I don't know how many of you saw the big spreads that was on. Let's see, what day this week was it? It was on Sunday, March the 29th. I didn't know that. Hadn't even looked. Sunday, March the 29th, they had big spreads here in the Charlotte Observer. I've called them and asked them to print my article. I've sent two articles to them. Whether they'll print them, I kind of got the feeling maybe they would. You may want to pray with me about that they will feel the responsibility to at least give both sides to the picture. You know, it isn't fair for a newspaper to give one side and give no attention to the other side, because there's hope for these people. That's why I'm here. I'm here with hope. I'm here to tell you that there is a master of a broken life, and his name is Jesus. And I will tell you that he's able to change your life. So you heard me read Romans 1. That leaves no doubt. You've got numbers of scriptures. You really have. We know this lifestyle is a lifestyle of sin. That's what it is. There are other sins, of course, and we don't pat anything on the back. Sin is sin. And the Bible is full of God dealing with some of the best. David, the King David, the man after God's own heart, did a grievous thing. And God dealt with him, point blank. And David repented. And you read the story of David's repentance, and it was full. And it was wonderful. And he cried out with a little broken heart. He was at the end of despair when he cried out to God. And God came with cleansing power and wrought a work of grace, and he'll do it for you. Are you listening? I don't care who you are and what your depth of sin is. If you've got the heart to repent, God has the heart to forgive. Now, you've got to have a heart to repent. When you lose the heart to repent, which is when God turns you over to a reprobate mind, then, you're beyond me, anybody helping you. But don't go there. Don't go that far. Turn around where you are. Change courses. Go in a different direction. Repent and turn to Christ. Let me see if I have any other questions here on the line. I don't think I do. Call me quickly. I would love to help you. I really would. I would love to be a blessing to you. So the internet questions come on jrc@paulcreek.org. My address, my internet address. I'm having trouble saying it. Paul Creek. Let me say it right, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's J-R-C, yes, letters, little letters, at P-A-W, Paul Creek, P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K.org. Now, I want to tell you, friends, we're in a battle in America over this, and it's really a battle against the Bible. I mean, it's a battle against truth. It's a battle against us ministers. If they would have their way, they would forbid me to preach this over internet and radio. They would. They'd even forbid me to preach it in my pulpit eventually. I mean, that's their goal. But they can't do that. They won't succeed. They may put me in jail. I'll preach it in the jail cell, and everybody that's in hearing distance will get to hear me. You know, it's just that simple. We will not compromise the Bible. I'm on my way to heaven, and I don't plan for anything to stop me. And that means I cannot compromise. I don't even have that as a choice. God didn't give me the choice to compromise. He said for me to obey him. And that's what I shall do. All right, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. I'm sorry. 704-391-0588. And the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. And the internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, we're on a very strategic subject. Biblically strategic, biblically necessary. As far as America is concerned, it is really on course with where we're at as a nation. We're on our way to becoming a Sodom and Gomorrah, and only God can help stop us. Only God can help stop us. Politicians seem to be of little value. There are some that will stand up, and we're praying for them, and we'll talk about them as we move along in the months, weeks and months to come. I promise you, we will declare to you the good people that will stand up for what is right and family values and the sacredness of marriage between a man and a woman, the biblical values of liberty to live out our conscience in our business, in our churches, in our walk on the street, in our place in the school, in our place in employment. There are a lot of businesses now. If you say one word against homosexuality or sodomy, they'll fire you in a moment. They'll fire you in a moment. Well, we ought to have laws that forbid that. I'm here to tell you. We ought to have laws, and we used to have them, that would forbid that. You had a right to stand up for your biblical value. And so we've got a battle ahead of us, but we'll give it our very best. Now, grab your phones. I do want to hear from you. Okay, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I know this is a very touchy subject. And I know that many of you probably that would like to ask the question may not know how to frame it. I promise you, if you send it to me, I'll help you frame it. If you call me, all you got to do is be very compassionate and ask what you are trying to figure out. How do we help? How do we stand? How do we show these people what has happened to them? How do we speak up to the truth? Will you send me your question quickly? Quickly? Now, let's don't waste a minute. Now, again, the gift I want to give you is transgender, evil spirits destroying lives. I want to show you from the Bible how this is evil spirits and the hope there is in a person being delivered. A child that is thinking this, probably somebody whispered it in their ears, and that's the sad thing. When you begin to try to teach this in a public setting, in a public school, and you try to be open, then you start suggesting things, and people then get suggestions, and children are very susceptible to suggestions. And that just infuriates me to think of a little boy or a little girl who gets led down this path because of some teacher who is dumbly trying to show that everything has to be accepted. I mean, that really gets to me. That's the saddest thing happening in America, is these do-gooders who themselves have a straight life and maybe have a wonderful marriage and wonderful children, and yet they're out on the binge trying to be a do-gooder and trying to stand up for these people in their wrong instead of helping them out of their wrong. Let me take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi, Pastor Chambers. Thank you for your program today. I just wonder, what's the driving force behind, I mean, just in the last 10 years, the acceptance and promotion of the homosexual lifestyle, and now even all the way to the transgender, has just taken over, whereas 10, 15 years ago...
Unheard of.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't understand. I mean, and you can't watch a movie or anything or a television show where they don't promote that lifestyle.
It really is taking over. And the only thing to stop it, let me say first what to stop it, is people need to refuse to buy anything from a company that's doing this. They need to get rid and have nothing to do with a station that will promote it. We've got to take a stand. I mean, we really got to take a stand. Any politician that's saying he agrees with it, we need to make sure they get voted out of office. We need to take a stand. Do you know what happened in Indiana? Now, I'm going to get back to your question. In the Indiana, when those homosexuals closed down that pizza shop, people got involved. And I don't know what they've raised now, but 2 days ago, they had already raised $700,000 for that pizza shop to help him survive the crisis. I think that's right. 26,000 people had responded. Let me tell you, America stands against this as a whole. I promise you as a whole. And if we will stand up, we can take any politician out of office and put a better politician in if we'll start voting right and everybody voting. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Now, number two, where does this start from? This is what the Bible calls the latter darkness. Because sin abounds, the love of many has grown cold. The Bible calls it the great apostasy. The devil, Satan, knows that his time is short and he's on his last run. I'm telling you, the devil's on his last run. And he is doing everything in his power to turn this world into a wilderness. And he's well on his way. And some of this darkness, I mean, it's going to happen, but we can stand. We here in America ought to be ashamed that we voted a man for president who is as diabolical as our president is. He's delusional. He's lost any comprehension of reality. And it's sad. And look what we're doing to Israel. Look at, we're playing footsie with the Iranians, the worst nation on the face of the earth, promoting all kinds of jihadist and suicidal, and declaring just this week that they had to eliminate Israel from even being a nation. Well, they can't, because God's going to protect them, but they sure going to try.
Yes, I agree. And
that's where it's coming from. It's the devil. Understand, it's evil, it's demon spirits, it's an attack from the devil of hell, and we must understand it that way, or we can do nothing to help anybody.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're exactly right. I know. But
And Jesus is the master of a broken heart. Jesus is the master of a deceived life. And anybody out there who's caught in this web, I send to you the message of hope. And I will be one of the first to pray for you. All you got to do is let me know. I will sit down and minister to you. I will preach the gospel to you and will help you find Christ. Now, if you come to our church expecting us to accept you and let you remain in that lifestyle, we will not. But if you come here looking for deliverance and hope, we will give you that deliverance and that hope in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's great, Pastor Chamberlain.
A church ought to be a healing station.
Yes, sir, it should be. You're exactly right, and you should be commended for having that attitude.
Well, I don't know anything else that would be acceptable with God.
Yes, you're right. That's exactly.
Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to set the captive free. He came to deliver those who are bound by the powers of hell, and he'll do it because he has the power to do it. We know him, and in his name, we can do anything that he can do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. God bless your heart and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. I'm waiting for Brother Chambers.
You got Brother Chambers.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, Brother Chambers.
Be careful with your words, George, and go ahead.
Yes, sir. What I would like to say to those who are listening that might be of the, their desire in the heart might be different, but I have friends that are, four are lesbians and two are homosexuals, and we've known each other for years, and I love them, and I know they love me. We have dinner together, we have worked on projects, all of that. And when I see them, we talk in a very nice way, and we hug. But as a Christian myself, they know how I feel, and they don't expect me to say that they're in the right way of living, but they know that. And so what I'm saying is that Christians do not dislike, don't even dislike that lifestyle. We just cannot.
Well, there are certain limits now. Let me help you, Brother George. There are certain limits. I would not let my little children go into a home like that. There are certain perimeters that you don't allow, but then you treat them kind and gentle, and you pray for them, and you be their friend.
Of course, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, we have to protect our children from...
Absolutely. We protect our children, we protect ourselves.
I didn't have any children when I was visiting these friends of mine.
I understand clearly. I just want to make sure everybody understands where we're coming from.
Okay, yeah. And so that's what happened to the pizza place. They were not angry with these people.
They were doing nothing.
They just could not celebrate the act.
Exactly.
I cannot go to my relative's wedding and celebrate it. I can't, but I love them. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, could you, which will help a lot of people, tell us about Satan and his feelings for homosexuality.
Well, you know, that's good, and I've been doing that. Maybe you didn't hear me, but behind all of this is the work of evil spirits. We have a world that's being completely invaded by demon spirits. You don't see them, so you can't put up a shield in front of you. In fact, one of the verses of Scripture I had planned to read today, and this is a good time for me to read it. Let me read it right now, Ephesians 6. And 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, we are in a war right here in America and all the world with demon spirits and evil spirits. And he puts them in four categories. He says principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, that spiritual wickedness in high places is like the White House and Obama, because he's part of that spiritual wickedness. He's determined to drive it down the throat of every American, and they've even been doing it through diplomatic channels to the nations of the world that we give financial support to. Him and Hillary were deeply involved in that, according to the New York Times. And so we are talking about something that is evil. We're talking about the devil that's got complete control of these people and using them. I believe that Hillary Clinton is as much under demon powers as were Bill when he was in the White House, and as is Obama now. And they're going to do these things because they are natural to them. It's what has been put into their brain by these demon spirits. And the only victory we have is the power of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Go ahead. Could you also read where it says, that the Antichrist will have no regard for women, and I'll just take the answer on the air.
Wait a minute, say that again. Who?
The Bible says that the Antichrist will have no regard for women.
Oh, that's in the book of Daniel, absolutely. I'll be glad to read that. Thank you, my dear friend. You are a friend and a real supporter, and I thank you for helping me tell others to help me too. Okay? Let me go read that right quick. I think I can find it in Daniel 11. It says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. Oh, the Antichrist is gung-ho against women. Gung-ho against women. Nor regard any God. You know, the Antichrist is a rascal. I want to tell you, he's a demon. He's a devil. He is a devil. I mean, he is so full of the demons of hell, and he's getting ready to take over this world as soon as the rapture occurs. Brother, you better want to be out of here when that rapture takes place, because 7 years to follow is going to be hell on earth. Do you understand? You think it's bad now? No, it's a picnic now. It's Sunday school picnic right now. You just wait till that devil is free for 7 years, almost 7 years, and he will come like a storm, and he will destroy every believer in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now grab your lines. Let me see where I'm at here. Anybody waiting on me? Grab your phone, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, toll free, 1-800-333-8784. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. I like that. Now, let's go to the internet here and see. I've got a question here. It says transgender. Let me read it and see what it actually says. Sometimes, what do you say to the liberal churches that welcome gays and transgender people? They say they are showing Christ's love, and to turn these people away is hateful. What do you say? If you turn them away from Christ, it would be hateful. If you turn them away from repenting of their sins and coming to Christ, that would be hateful. If you turn them away from preaching the gospel to them and giving them a chance to be saved, that would be hateful. But to refuse to allow them to call themselves a Christian in your church fellowship is biblical, and you have to do that. You take a stand. You say, hey, we'd love to have you come hear the gospel. Come with respect, and we'll respect you. We'll let you hear the preaching, and when you decide to surrender to Christ, we'll cast them old spirits out. We'll get them out of your life. We'll see you delivered, and we'll see Christ come in, and we'll see you become a brand new creature. You see, that's what the gospel is all about. The master of a broken life. The master of a broken life. And we want people to hear that. But when they say you got to accept them like the Presbyterians just voted, I read that 35,000 black churches voted to come out of the Presbyterian denomination. If there's anybody out there that knows that, call me and tell me. I haven't had a chance to do the deep research. 35,000 churches come out of the Presbyterian Church USA because of their decision to accept the marriage of men and men, or women and women, same-sex marriage. Oh, buddy, that's big time stuff. Well, the black people tend to have more commitment to righteousness a lot of times than white people. Did you know that? Hey, that was a racist statement, but it was in favor of the black people. And you probably would accept that, while you wouldn't accept if I said it opposite. Let's see here. Pastor, I'm having problems with your cutting in and out of this little stream. If anyone else having such a problem, there needs to be something I can do. I like listening to you on the line. Let me tell you why your internet is cutting in and out. That's because your line, your power coming in is not strong enough. And so it has to reboot and reboot and reboot, I think. Now, somebody can correct me, but that's my understanding. When your internet cuts on in and out, you're having problems because your strength bringing in the signal is not up to what is needed to maintain a video signal without interruption. So you're having to have a reboot in time, and I'm sorry for that. There's nothing I can do about it, and it's not a problem here. It's a problem with your particular connection to your particular provider. So call your provider. They may can give you stronger input. See, that's probably what you would have to do. So I hope you can do that. Let's see what we've got on us here. Hey, I want some more calls, because I believe when you call, the people will hear and get the answer better than when I just read the question. I'm glad to read a question. But I got to go to something here, because I don't want to miss this. While you are calling, there are four steps. The four steps to any darkness that Satan might develop in your life. Listen to me now. There are four steps to any darkness that Satan will try to develop in your life. Now, the first step is idea. The idea has got to get a hold of you. Listen, the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Imaginations and ideas are coming like a storm in America now. That's where all of this stuff is growing from. Children are becoming transgender, not because they're transgender, but because somebody is allowing that possibility to be suggested in their presence, or because a son wants to play with a baby doll. Oh, he must be a transgender. Or a girl wants to play with a big truck. She must be a transgender. Hogwash. We're all different individuals, and we all play with different toys, and that means nothing. Stay out of that. pray for that child and lead them to Christ, and you won't have to worry about that kind of thing, okay? That's very foolish. So ideas. It's got to start with an idea. That's why it's so dangerous when it's on the TVs and all the news and all the broadcasting in your school and books you read. Those ideas are gripping people, and so it's growing. It's exploding because it starts with an idea. And wherever you hear that idea, Satan uses it and plants it in the mind, and the person begins to feel it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an idea. That's how it starts. Now, once it starts as an idea, you got to understand that Satan then blinds the mind of that person to the other side of the issue. He blinds them. They don't understand that, hey, don't just believe what that psychologist said. Don't just believe what that radical school teacher said. Don't just believe what that liberal preacher said. Go and learn the truth. The Bible says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them, and they should be converted. Notice that. The God of this world, Satan. Demons, spirits, evil. They're blinding people. Once they hear the ideas, then they take the ideas and cram them in the minds of these boys and girls and human beings. And so that's the second level. Now, the third level is simply that they become embittered because nobody will accept them because of what they've chosen. And mama is saying, no, son, I don't want you to be a homosexual and marry another man. I want some grandchildren. And so she's a Christian, and she loves the Bible, and she stands for it, and the person gets angry. They get bitter. That's the third step. Once they get bitter, looking diligent, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness bringing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So you get enchanted with bitterness. Read the story that was in the Charlotte Observer. They was overwhelmed with feelings because somebody didn't like them. Man, I've got more people that don't like me than any homosexual in this city. I got more people that don't like me than any transvestite in the world. Man, a preacher that stands up like I do, I see people on the street and they look at me and turn their nose up, and it don't bother me an iota. I belong to Jesus. I'm preaching the truth. I'm a man of God. I've got preachers. Preachers that can't stand me. I got Christians that used to attend this church that despise me. What did I do to them? Nothing. Nothing. I can't name a thing I did. I prayed, God, show me if there's something, and I'll repent of it. Well, I just stand up. I'm a bold man that is in the middle of God's business and doing it with all my heart. And you on the air, may I help you, please?
Brother Chambers.
Yes.
I'd just like to say I appreciate what you're doing. It takes a lot of courage to stand up to these people. And I believe, and you may share my opinion, I believe the reason that the power of evil has grown so strong in America today is because the liberal media
and the liberal churches.
Yeah, and they've managed to intimidate most Christian preachers, not all of them, but most of them have been able to intimidate them into silence.
Yes, yes. Most good preachers just dare not speak because they have been intimidated, and there's just no way I would allow that to happen in my life. I've got to be a man of God, and I've got to fulfill the complete calling of this gospel, and those preachers who are intimidated into silence will literally be sorry for it down the road, because it will have a bad effect on their life. It could damage them and cause them to be lost.
Well, you correct me if I'm wrong, but according to my understanding of the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, the preachers are described as the watchmen, and if the watchmen fail to warn the people and the people fall, then the blood of the people will be on the hands of the watchmen.
Let me read that. You're exactly right. It's one of the great truths of the book of, I believe it's Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33, O thou, O son of man, I set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the words at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require on your hands. That's in Ezekiel 33, verses 7 and 8. And every preacher out there ought to read it. If you're a preacher and you don't preach the truth, you will be accountable for their blood.
That's exactly right.
That's what I told this lady at Charlotte Observer. I said, you're going to be accountable. Do you understand? You stand up and tell them they can't be nothing else. You're going to answer to God for that, friend. You're causing that kid to be destroyed. I mean, we know what happens. I don't care how much you support these people. Eventually, they destroy themselves. And often it's suicide. And it's not somebody's fault that disagreed with them. It's their fault because the conviction in their heart. See, we are created in the image of God. I don't care what your sins are, unless you become a reprobate where God just turns you over to a reprobate mind, you are convicted by your sins. If I would do something wrong, I wouldn't even be able to sleep.
And Hollywood now turns out a bunch of garbage. They're deceiving millions of our people with this garbage. They're cleverly so packaged. They're so deceptive that they're deceiving even a lot of so-called Christian people.
You're exactly right. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Jesus said that in Matthew 24.
They have packaged their deception in terms of love and brotherhood and peace and compassion has enabled them to deceive people that are not that spiritually discerning when it comes to the Word of God.
Well, that's why we've got to stand, but we've got to stand like I'm doing my best to do today with great compassion. The program is about transvestites and the spirit of evil that burdens and destroys these people, but the other side is there is a master of deliverance. There is a master that wants to save you and birth you into his kingdom, and his blood will cleanse you, his power will break the powers of devils, and you'll be set free, and you can be a happy and well-adjusted biblical Christian. I don't care where you're coming from. Right now, Christ wants to change people's lives.
Let me ask you about the verse in 2 Timothy. It's the third chapter, the
okay.
fourth verse.
Okay, read it quickly.
And it talks about, it says, men shall be traitors, heady,
high-minded,
lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And don't you think the politicians of this country have betrayed us? They have sold out the Christian people in this country?
Absolutely. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Is that not where we are? Dangerous times. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud. Goes on to say, without natural affection. That's again, that's the homosexual, lesbian, transvestite life. Without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers that of those that are good. Despisers of those that are good. They hate me. Because all I do is stand up for the truth. And I love them. I love every one of them. There's not a one of them I wouldn't be a blessing to.
Well, Christ was even despised and rejected is the reason they crucified him.
Yes, it was.
But they're gonna do no less to us, brother, when you stand for the truth.
And when that rapture is over and you go into the tribulation period, I believe it will be against the law for a man and woman to get married. That they will literally make same-sex marriage the order of the day, the law of the land after the rapture. But they can't do it till after the rapture, because we will do right regardless if we are right with God. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Now call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. We've got 10 minutes. I want to give you this article. I don't think I got to the last point of that. Four steps. And step number four is very simple. I want you to hear it in the name of the Lord. Step number four. Let me find myself here. Once safe. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get that thing cut off. Once Satan has complete control, then fear and paranoia becomes the ruling power. Now, you notice in this story, you read about homosexual, lesbian, or transgender who commit suicide, and you'll read in that story the paranoia that became dominant in their life. I mean, the Bible says that literally the wicked flee when no man pursueth. He says, fear hath torments. Fear hath torments. So there's torment in that life. And this is why there's much suicide in the transgender, homosexual, lesbian world. It's because the paranoia that comes in with these sins and this lifestyle and this development and the spirits that are working and telling them all this ugly stuff and the blindness that grips their minds. I mean, they are to be prayed for. I'm calling on everybody listening to me to let's create a barrage of prayer for anybody caught in this website, caught in this lifestyle. Let's do everything in our power to reach them for the gospel. But don't compromise for a minute. No, sirree. Just kindly, gently, tears on your cheeks and a sob in your voice. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost right now. I sense the Holy Ghost right now. I sense the sweet Holy Ghost right now. My friends, I want to tell you something. It's wonderful to be a Christian. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Oh, I was in the car, and I'm home now, and I was enjoying your show. And I was thinking about these liberal preachers remind me of a lady I used to know years ago. She was always saying, love you. It was very fake and insincere. And I was thinking that they don't, the man that baptized me, so blunt and hard with people, he really did love people.
Yeah, but a man who loves you will tell you the truth. Is that your music? I hear music. Is that your music?
No, it's not on my line.
Okay, I don't know where it's coming from, but go ahead. It's okay.
Okay. Dr. Robert G. Lee, who was raised on a farm down in Fort Mill, became pastor of a great church over in Memphis, Tennessee. He's been dead for years. He said, I had rather be fought evil for doing something good, namely telling people the truth and preaching the gospel, than thought
good
for doing something evil.
Now that's a good thought. I'd rather be thought evil for doing good than be thought good for doing evil. Hey, everybody out there, listen to that. If you do good and you do it right with a good spirit, no venom, no ugliness, no mean words, no hatred, just a passion. If you do good and people think of you evil for that, then you just take that and give God the glory. My Bible says in the book of Matthew 5, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for great is their reward in heaven. Did you know that? Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. When they revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Isn't that beautiful?
I want to thank you for your prophetic news alert that came in the mail this week. That was one of the, about Jonathan Edwards, who preached sinners in the hands of angry God. His congregation, he was such a man of God, one time fired him because they could not stand him.
You're kidding. I never heard that one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That was the greatest sermon, so-called the classic of American history. And it, in the name of it, sinners in the hands of an angry God. He mentioned Sodom in there. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. And God used him to bring about the American Revolution.
Yes, yes, sorry. I love you.
Okay, thank you.
You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. I got a question.
Okay, I got an answer. I hope.
If you've been in the church for 7 years.
Do what now?
If you've been in a church for 7 years, and the preacher kicks you out all of a sudden, what does that mean?
You know, I can't understand a thing you're saying. Can you try to say that a little plainer for me? My ears are old, and I can't understand you. Say it clearly now, real slow.
I did go to the church called Faith Baptist.
Don't name it now. Just tell me what happened.
Okay. I was going to church for 7 years, and this other lady came in the church.
You know, you are so precious, but I don't understand nothing you're saying, and I don't guess my people can. I love you. I really do, and I'm not understanding, so thank you for calling, sweet lady. I love you. Now, listen, I want to tell you, we're living on the verge of His coming, and evil is out there dominant. I mean, it's coming like a storm. You know that. Pray. Seek God like you've never sought Him. Stand up for truth. Now, I'm preaching in the morning. I'm preaching in the morning on this message, the master of a broken life. the master of a broken life. I wish you would come if you need your life mended and healed. And the Holy Spirit will break every power of hell that has bound you and set you free. You need to understand that when you think that sin is okay, something is happening in your life and you need to be free of it. When anything is telling you, well, Reverend Chambers is just an old hard boil. He just is stuck in a ditch, stuck in a track he can't get out of. When the devil tells you that, you tell him he's a lie. Tell him the Bible is right. The Bible is true, and you're going to stand on the word. It's time we stood up, and you better get ready. You better get ready to vote in the next coming election and vote for people who are willing to help us restore spiritual religious liberty in America. It is sad what is happening. It is sick what is happening, but we can stop it with enough prayer. I mean, at least to the point that Jesus comes. When he comes, it's Katie barred the door. I'm here to tell you. When Jesus comes and that rapture's over, Satan will be turned loose on this earth to do his last thing. And it will be hell on earth. You better understand that. It will be hell on earth. Now, you know I love you. You know, every one of you out there, I am your friend. I'm not here to be mean and evil with nobody. I think I have stood right today. I believe I have. I think I've stood for the truth today, and I'm grateful for that. I want you to understand, it's a joy to stand for the truth. It's a joy to preach this book, and I want to tell you, Jesus is the master of a broken life. Jesus is the master of a destroyed life. Jesus wants to turn your life around and set you free. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the unsaved. He came for those who are caught in the clutches of sin. And he came to set you free. And those spirits have to go if you'll give God a chance in your life. Those demons are evil and they are to destroy you. Please understand me. If you're caught in any kind of this sinful lifestyle, you are dealing with demons. And they are out to destroy you. Do you hear me? They're out to destroy you, and they will do everything in their power to destroy you. But Jesus came to set you free, and he will set you free, and he'll change your life, and he'll give you a victory that will be beautiful indeed. It will be beautiful beyond words. Now, I've got time for probably one more call, okay? I would love to have that. I will be a blessing to you the best I know how. I'm your friend. I have no other desire but to help you walk with God and serve Christ. You've heard me. I want you to have this beautiful booklet, please. The picture on the front will be Holy War and the Bible. We're in a war, and it really is a holy war, but it's also an unholy war, okay? But we're standing for the truth. The Bible cannot be altered. You cannot have a freedom of same-sex marriage and all that goes with it in a nation and still have a Bible-loving people. The Bible is plain. Every word in this book is true. Jesus came to bind the brokenhearted up and to give healing and victory. And I want you to have it. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to know the freedoms of God. I'm here to be your friend. I'm here to help you and to love you and to care for you. I have no other interest in my life but to care for you. Now, let me tell you how to get this. You call the ladies right now, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884 or the local number 704-391-0588. You can get a copy of this broadcast. You can get a copy of this broadcast. If you were called, you would have to pay a few dollars for that, but if you need to share it. I want this to go in every home, in every preacher's library. He needs to read it and study it and then preach it. He needs to preach it. I'm here to tell you that it's coming down to the end. Now, I love you. I care about you. I'd love to preach to you in the morning. It sure would be my joy to preach to you tomorrow. I promise you, I would love it. I promise you, I would love it. I'm preaching now. Remember, the master of a broken life. The master of a broken life. The power of Christ to set you free. He was crucified for you. But he didn't stay in that tomb. He came out of there. Hallelujah. And happy anniversary to the blessed resurrection of the Son of God. And I love you. I love you. I love you.